today is the 17th day of Nisan, which is Tov. 17 is Tov, and the day itself is a day full of significance. It is the day in which the Rebbe's father, the Rebbe Yitzchak, was born. It's his birthday. It is also the day of the Rebbe Shlita's bris in the year 1902. Also, it is the second day of the Omer and the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Tanya for today is also the beginning of a new subject in Perek Mem Aleph, the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, where the Rebbe begins that concerning love and fear, which we learned earlier in Tanya, that love is the origin and the motivation behind the performance of all the positive mitzvahs, and fear is the fear of God is the motivation and the root of the care to not commit any of the 365 negative commandments. But here the Rebbe is going to explain that love itself is not enough even in the performance of positive mitzvahs, but that to some degree you have to have fear with all mitzvahs. Perek Mem Aleph, chapter 41 on page 206 at the bottom, the number at the bottom. Perek Mem Aleph. B'zam tzozich li yesh lezichrein tamid. We need to remember at all times zeishes ho'avedo, that which is the beginning of the service of God, the ikra v'sharsha, and also its essence and its root. In other words, it's not only something we do at the beginning, but it's something we do all the time. It is the beginning of the aveda in the sense that it is the basis and it is the source of aveda. And that has to be at all times. The who, and what is this? Ki af shehayizah hishedesh v'sur medah. The ahava levasei teiv, that although, as we said earlier, fear is the source of the care to not commit a sin, the ahava levasei teiv, and love of God is the source, the root, of the devotion to the doing of positive mitzvahs, af al pikein, still, lei dai le'edet ha'ahava levado, it is not sufficient, it's not enough to arouse the love alone, levasei teiv, in the doing of good. Ulepaches, and at the very least, tzadich le'edet chilo, you have to first arouse hayiza hativis, the natural fear, hamesutedes belev kol Yisrael, that is hidden in the heart of every Jew, shelo limreid, to not rebel, to not go against Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kenal, the King of Kings, the Eibishter, as mentioned earlier. Shetehei b'hizgalus libei meichel koponim, that this fear of God should be revealed in the heart and in the mind at the very least, which means that although he doesn't have the knowledge to be able to contemplate the greatness of God and the oneness of God to such a degree where the knowledge is so strong that it produces a love and fear of God, or in this case, a fear of God. So at the very least, the Rebbe says, to arouse that fear that every Jew has by nature. You don't have to create it from your knowledge and from your understanding of God's greatness. It is there to begin with. You need only to reveal it, that it should be at least revealed in the mind and in the heart. And this means, how do you go about doing this? To contemplate in his thought. The greatness of God, and his kingdom. What does it mean? His kingdom, his providence, that he rules and takes care of everything. Asher hi malchus kol elamim, it is a kingdom of over all the worlds, elyeinim v'tachtainim, the highest and the lowest. Ve'i hu mimalei kol almin, and he fills all the worlds, v'seiviv kol almin, and at the same time he's also greater than the worlds and surrounds them. and transcends them. As it says, the heavens and the earth I fill. So both things are true. If God fills heaven and earth equally, then obviously he is bound to neither heaven nor earth. Neither of them are his place, so that he fills them and at the same time he transcends them. And yet, in spite of all this greatness, he refuses the higher worlds and the lower worlds. All the worlds. Umiyachid malchusei, and he identifies his kingdom al am Yisrael b'chlal, on the Jewish people in general. He identifies himself with his people, the olav b'frat, and with this individual, the individual Jew, ki chayev adam lema b'shvili nivra olam, because as we're taught, a person should say that the world was created for me, which means that God identifies himself and singles out every individual Jew and identifies himself as his God. In spite of all the greatness, in spite of all the infinity, and in spite of all the endlessness of God's kingdom, where does he identify himself? What kind of a kingdom does he have? He is the king of Israel. He is the king of the individual Jew. Hu gam hu, and as a result, in response to this singling out of attachment, where God attaches himself to the Jew in turn is mekabel olav malchusei, accepts upon himself God's kingdom, liyes melech olav, that God should be the king over him, ula'ov devalaseis ritzenei, and he will serve him and he will do what God wants, b'chol mine avedas eved, with any kind of service that a servant does for his master. In other words, there's a general kabolas oil, an acceptance of the yoke, acceptance of the kingdom, which means that because God singles me out and is my king, therefore I respond to him by being a devoted servant, ready and willing to do whatever a servant needs to do. Then he considers further. Hine Hashem nitzav olov, and now God is standing over him. Umalei kol ha'aretz kvedei, and God fills all the world. He's everywhere. Umabit olov ubeichen kloyez v'lev. So he looks at him. God looks down at him, and he inspects and searches the inner part of the heart. Im evde kazoyu, to see whether the Jew is serving God properly with the proper inner intentions. And in consideration of all this, Alkein tzorich lavid lefan of the aim of the Yisrael, he realizes that they ought to serve God with fear and with awe, ke'emid lefnei hamelech, as one who is standing before the king. Ya'amik b'machshav azu, and he should dwell deeply on this thought. And he should expand on it according to the time, according to the ability that he has, his intellectual abilities. And also according to the time that he has, just prior to the study of Torah and to the performance of mitzvahs, he should take the time out to think about this consideration. Kamei lifnei levishas talus etfilin, as for example, before putting on the talus etfilin. So before doing the mitzvah, before studying Torah, he should stop and think about the greatness of God. Not that he understands it, not that he is a maskil and a deep thinker in the greatness of God and the oneness of God, but he considers the simple fact that God fills and surrounds all the worlds, and yet chooses to identify himself as the God of Israel, the God of the Jewish people, and singles out the individual Jew, and identifies himself with the individual Jew, that this causes the Jew to respond with a devotion and a willingness to do whatever God asks of him, whatever that may be, he's not particular. And in consideration also of the fact that God then observes and delves into the inner heart to see how you're serving him, that all of this brings about a fear and an awe of God with which you can then proceed to do the mitzvah. It's interesting that on Chol HaMoed, when we don't put on tefillin, that in the Tanya of today, the Rebbe should pick as an example for a mitzvah before which you have to think about this fear of God, he chooses the putting on of the talus and the tefillin, so that at least in Torah we get to talk about the tefillin even though we're not putting them on b'gashmius. In today's Hayem Yem, the 17th of Nisan, the second day of the Omer, and the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, which, as I mentioned earlier, is also the birthday of Rabbi Levi Yitzchak, the Rebbe's father, and also the Bris Mila, the Rebbe's Bris, was also on this day in the year 1902. In the text, the Rebbe writes that the Haggadah says that talking about Yitzias Mitzrayim and going on at length about it, expanding on it, and so on, Harei Zeh Meshubach. The more we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, this Zeh is Meshubach. This is blessed or praised. Now, the Hebrew word Zeh is a reference to holiness. Describes holiness. As in the Pasuk, Hine Aleikenu Zeh. So we see that Zeh is a reference to godliness. Therefore, the meaning of the Haggadah is that the more time we spend and the more we involve ourselves in talking about coming out of Golos, about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the person who does this, his Zeh, his godliness, which Zeh is a reference to holiness, his Zeh is enriched and praised. And as the Rebbe says today, that the more we talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the more we demand the end of Golos and the coming of Mashiach, the greater our godliness, the more enhanced our holiness is. Unlike those who claim that Mashiach will come without our involvement in it and without talking about it too much. Hazei Zeh Meshubach, that being marbe, by additional talk, by a lot of talk and a lot of involvement in the demand for Mashiach, then the Zeh is Meshubach. This is a greater and more enriched holiness and godliness. Hagut Mayit.